Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians 5:7. The children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt. God had sent 9 plagues in order to convince Pharaoh to set them free. The 10th plague would be the taking of the firstborn in every household. The children of Israel were to place blood on their doorpost, and at midnight when God passed through the land, he would pass over those houses. As the children of Israel departed from Egypt, they were to keep this feast throughout their generations. Jesus is our Passover. His blood guards us from God's anger and wrath. As Jesus observed the Passover with his disciples on the night of his betrayal by Judas Iscariot, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26:27-28. The blood on the door preserved the children of Israel on that night. The blood of Christ cleanses our sins. In Christ we are able to purge out the old leaven and become a new person in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are born anew as we are baptized into Christ. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. By God's Passover, the children of Israel were freed from slavery in a foreign land. We, by our Passover, are freed from sin's dominion. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:18. In a new land, the children of Israel would serve their God. As new people by Christ's sacrifice, we are now the servants of righteousness. But now, being made free from sin, and become the servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:22-23. As our Passover, Christ provided for us the opportunity to a new life and a new relationship with God. But ye are now a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:9-10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.